At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed. Is 94 WIP. Check it out there. Good night for the Phillies again last night. We'll go to 16-4 under Don Mattingly. We're a few days away from Eagles OTA. So a lot of good things going on. And a great night in sports last night. Canadians punched their ticket to the Eastern Conference Final. They're going to play the Hurricanes, who haven't played in forever, since eliminating the Flyers here. But last night, a truly great basketball game that we'll remember for a long time. It felt like a pivot point in the NBA for a lot of reasons. The two best teams by far. The Oklahoma City Thunder and the San Antonio Spurs facing off head-to-head, you can make a good case and a legitimate case that those two teams are going to win the next five championships in the NBA. That's how great those teams are. That's how great the Thunder organization is. And that's how great the Spurs, along with Victor Wembanyama, are right now. And Wembanyama last night, historic kind of stuff. And if you missed it, go check out the highlights. He hit a three, down three, late in an overtime. From the logo, a Steph Curry type of shot, and then was also catching lobs and dunking the basketball and had 20-something rebounds. He is a freak of nature and truly one of the great basketball talents I have ever seen. And I remember saying this 3 years ago when he got drafted, that this kid's different. You know, you once in a while, the world gives you these players. And it was LeBron James all those years ago, and now it's Victor Wembanyama. And I got the sense last night watching that game, it reminded me of watching LeBron James score 25 straight points in an Eastern Conference final game against the Detroit Pistons in the summer of 2007. And what caught me then is the same thing that catches me now. And that is that it's his league. The league now belongs to Victor Wembanyama. So you have the Thunder, who will go nowhere fast. You have Wembanyama, who's just scratching the surface of what he's going to become. He's going to become the best player in the sport for a very long time. Both those teams run well. Both those teams in the Western Conference. And the title will go through those teams for a long time. You go to the Eastern Conference, Knicks are built well. Celtics are built excellent and have a chance to trade for Giannis this summer. So you kind of put this all in perspective of where the Sixers are at. Stuck right now with Joel Embiid. Stuck with Paul George. And having two guards we like and believe in VJ Edgecombe and Tyrese Maxey. But the reality is this, and I have a radical idea here to try to give the Sixers the best possible chance to compete for a title at some point down the line. And you might not like the idea, and you may say, Joe, we're not doing this again. And I say, well, you can fight reality or you can accept reality. I choose to accept reality. You could choose to fight it if you want. The reality is the Sixers, as presently constituted, have no chance whatsoever to win an NBA championship anytime soon. There's none. Like, not 1%. They have 0%. They're just not going to win an NBA championship with their situation of draft picks, of capital, of contracts on the books, and the specter of where they're at. And I think the only way for the Sixers to do this and to put themselves in position to build the kind of team necessary to compete on the level with the two teams we watched last night is to do something different, radical, and similar to what they did all those years ago. And is it a process? In effect, yes. Is it something that people aren't going to be into? Yes. Is it something that it will probably upset you? Yes. But the only way to get the assets to potentially build the team we're talking about here is the Sixers need to explore trading Tyrese Maxey for as many number one picks as they could possibly get. You know, I think about Mikal Bridges and what Mikal Bridges brought the Knicks, or the Knicks traded for Mikal Bridges, 5 number one picks. And if you're a team that is close in the NBA and thinks you're close, would you trade 5 number one picks to go get a Tyrese Maxey if you're the Denver Nuggets and you want to put the right piece to help out a Nikola Jokic to help him not get run by in the Western Conference with what's going on with Wembanyama and the Thunder? Would you trade 5 number ones to go get a Tyrese Maxey? I think you'd think about it. If you're the Los Angeles Lakers and you're looking for life after LeBron James and you have Luka Doncic, would you trade 5 number one picks or 4 number one picks to go get a Tyrese Maxey? I think you would think about it. I think there's a lot of teams out there that are close that would think about it because they've realized what is happening in San Antonio and in Oklahoma City. So if you're the Sixers, you have to kind of wait out the clock on George and Embiid. You have Vijay Adichie, who's cheap for years here, and you could find out what he could do with a major, major workload, the way the Rockets all those years ago found out what a James Harden could do with a major, major workload, the way the Miami Heat found out what Dwayne Wade could do with a major, major workload. So you give Tyrese Maxey away for 5 number one picks. That's what you ask for. And you basically tank around Vijay Adichie the next season or two. You're not going to win many basketball games without Maxey. Edgecombe and the ghost of Embiid and George are probably get you 30 wins. You go into the lottery. You take your pick and the picks you get from the team that you trade Tyrese Maxey for. And you create Thunder East. You try to build a team the way the Thunder did around Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and give him time to develop. They didn't rush him along. I mean, he had years of just playing a little bit, and then it got steadily better and better, and now he's a 2-time MVP. And you start building it up. Will this work? I have no idea, right? Like, you could say, Joe, well, they're going to make the wrong picks. Joe, they're not going to get the right players. Joe, it's going to be a waste of time. They're going to do what they did last time. And you might be right. I mean, there's no guarantee this is going to work. But I think it gives you the best opportunity to build the best possible team. There is not a complete blank canvas because I want to keep Vijay Adichie. But his age, at 20 years old, I mean, you really have him for the next 12 years, depending on how many times you want to re-sign him. If you have 10 to 12 years of excellent basketball out of that kid. So I'm not worried about the trajectory. Now, will he get a little discouraged? Maybe. But, you know, it's part of life, and you kind of explain the whole thing to him. That you're the guy we're building this thing around. You're the sun, the moon, and the stars here, and we're going to find more players to put around you. And if one of these years... if multiple of the years you could find good contributing players the way the Thunder have and the way the Spurs have, then you have something to build off of. And in one of the years, you could stumble your way into some luck and find the great young player. And, you know, it's on these teams to know what future draft classes look like, what future international classes look like. I don't know that specifically right now. I think typically when there's a unicorn, a special world unicorn, right, that you kind of hear about them through the grapevine. I don't know if there's a Wembanyama coming in the next 2 or 3 years. Probably not. Just like, you know, we had heard about James when he was in high school. We heard about Wembanyama when he was a young man. You kind of knew those people were coming. So I don't know if that's happening. But Cooper Flagg, you didn't hear about years out, and he turned out to be not quite their level, but I think he's going to be a special basketball player. And you know, one of the next 2 or 3 or 4 years, you're probably going to have one of those guys that pops in out of the draft that is a lead-changing player, a guy that, even if he's not as great as LeBron or Wembanyama, he's an all-NBA caliber player. And it resets your timeline. It resets your salary cap. It gives you the ability, let's say in 2 or 3 years, to go out there when Georgia and Embiid are off the books and all you have is Edgecombe and a bunch of guys on their rookie deals. You could go out, and if there is a free agent at that point, if a team, for whatever reason, allows a star player to, and I mean a young rising star player to get out and become a free agent, you can add them and put them in the mix immediately to what you have.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
So I get it. It would be a process 2.0. It would be against our sensibilities. It would take away what has been almost a decade of playoff contention for the Sixers and flush it away. But it might be the only way. And if we're being honest, and the reason I started this conversation with Wembanyama and the Thunder, if we're being completely honest with ourselves, nobody's probably winning in the next few years anyway. This is fruitless. What has gone on in the NBA, what's about to go on in the NBA. If you're not, I will give the Celtics a shot because they've already won one. The Knicks are likely to be in the finals, and it's a few straight Eastern Conference finals for them. So they probably have the best chance to be the sacrificial lamb. They might be this, it wouldn't surprise me if the Knicks become this generation's 90s Jazz. In the playoffs a lot, break through to a couple finals and get beat by just the best players and the best teams in the finals, the way the Jazz did. It wouldn't surprise me. But if you want to kind of say, all right, well, this is the Jazz and that's that team and whatever, you know, the Knicks and the Celtics, we'll give them a puncher's chance. But any titles that will be won in the next 4 years, I believe will be won by Oklahoma City or San Antonio. So we could bang our head against the wall and we can, you know, just say, well, we'll try. And we'll do our best, and maybe we'll win, and that's fine. But it's a zero-sum game in sports, and if you don't win, you've lost. And I think when this is all said and done, we're going to be in the era of the Thunder and Wembanyama. And if the Sixers' goal is to just one day maybe make a finals with Tyrese Maxey and B.J. Edgecombe, and hopefully, you know, make the perfect trade at the perfect time with Georgia Embiid and hit on a late draft pick and maybe make a special miracle run of the finals one day, if that's the goal, just to get beat by Wembanyama, okay, I mean, knock yourself out, and maybe we'll do that in the next 5 to 7 years. Probably still unlikely. And the most likely thing is that we don't get nowhere close to a parade in Philadelphia. My way, my idea, if it could bring back for Maxey as much as what Bridges went for when he ended up with the Knicks. And I think it's a fair comp in terms of how much. And then the Sixers could even, in effect, ask for more. If they really, really, really wanted to ask for more, they probably could. But I think it is the most efficient, the most logical way to try to get the Sixers out of where they are. I know that's not what we want, but sometimes you got to do the least popular thing to end up doing the right thing. And for the Sixers, their chances before yesterday were slim. Their chances after watching the league turn last night, because it became Victor Wembanyama's league last night. It's his league now. You know, once in a while, you have a player that does something, a very special force physically that does something and say, oh, the league belongs to him now. And I think there's probably three moments of this in NBA history, you know, in modern history. It's probably, you could pick out a moment, a game, or maybe when Jordan scored 60 early in his career. And again, it doesn't mean the titles are all going to run through just San Antonio. There's still Thunder that they could absolutely still win the series, and they probably still will. But and LeBron didn't win his first championship for 5 years after the moment I'm saying that was his league, but it became his league. It became Jordan's league. It became LeBron's league. It became Wembanyama's league. And the reality is, once it becomes their league, it's pretty routine that they either win the championship or end up in the finals. It's just pretty routine. You know, after, we could probably find the line the day, 86, 87 for Jordan, right? And then ended up winning six in the next 11 years. If we got 11, 12 years, if we go off that notion. Six, obviously, in the 8 years, right, in the 90s. If we go to LeBron from 07 to, let's say, 20, right? That was the league we ran through him. And from the moment that I felt he took over, he made 10 finals. So in a 14-year span, made 10 finals and won a championship with, you know, three different franchises. And now it's Wembanyama's turn. And that takes nothing away from the Thunder of have put together one of the great overall teams in NBA history. Just have run through the league and they struggle with Wembanyama. I think they still probably find a way over the course of seven games to do enough to win this series. And I think they probably walk away and say, all right, we got rocked last night, but we still could find a way in the next six. But long term, they don't have an answer for Wembanyama. They just don't have an answer. Nobody does. And that's when one of these players hits the league, the reality is nobody has an answer. So how to fix the Sixers? Everybody's talking about GMs, or who's going to come work under Bob Myers and build this thing around Maxi and Edgecombe and dumping him B for whatever we could get. We can talk about all those things. But if we want to do this thing the right way, the way they tried to do it all those years ago, the most efficient way is to just accept the next 5 years belongs to the Thunder and the Spurs, accept that it's Wemby's league now, wait out the Celtics' age a little bit with Tatum and Brown, and in about 5 years, a 25-year-old Edgecombe, and cross your fingers, the development, drafting, and the right picks, and maybe one big star, and maybe one free agent, you put it around Edgecombe, and you have yourself a chance to go win something. But that's where the NBA is now. They tried to avoid this, but you cannot avoid the player, the level of Victor Wembanyama. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. We got a lot to talk about on the midday show today. Phillies win again. OTAs are coming up. AJ Brown got married. And apparently no Eagles showed up, especially Jalen Hurts. So we'll see if Hugh Douglas is still ready to hold the line. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing. We have a couple things. One, Phillies game tomorrow. We're giving away two pairs of tickets today, so be listening. And also, newsletter, joe-gilio.veehiv.com. Check it out there. Totally free to subscribe. Appreciate everyone listening. We'll talk soon on WIP Daily.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.